In a landmark move, the European Union has proposed new rules. They target the sinister edge of technological advancements: AI-generated images replicating child sexual abuse and the ever-concerning deepfakes, a blend of innovation and malfeasance meeting the gavel of justice. The proposed legislation would make it a criminal offense to create, distribute, possess, or even obtain such content. The peril of artificial intelligence, a tool capable of both wonders and horrors, now sits under the scrutiny of lawmakers. Deepfakes are no mere trifles in digital play, but rather sophisticated contrivances that armor deceivers with the ability to manipulate realities. And so the EU steps in, wielding a legislative shield to protect the vulnerable. This isn't just about today's fight against digital exploitation. It's a move to stifle the future misuse of AI before it burgeons out of control. For the victims, it is a beacon of hope. For the creators of such nefarious content, a clear warning. The European Commission's vision is uncompromising: swift and decisive actions to align the digital revolution with the values we hold dear. They propose penalties that echo the gravity of the offense, ensuring that the law preserves human dignity above all. The battle is complex, it's dynamic, and it's ongoing. But with this proposal, the European Union is saying, enough. The exploitation of children, whether real or AI-generated, and the production of deepfakes that abuse and deceive will not be tolerated. It is a step, a significant one, toward not just reflection on what technology can do, but a meditation on what it should not do.